But wifey is just, the worst.
It makes you wonder, is it even worth it? Like, shouldn't I have just brought a book?
Yeah, definitely been there.
Right. But here's the thing that I thought was really interesting. So, when the pandemic hit, obviously air travel like completely plummeted.
Right.
But the demand for better in-flight connectivity actually went up. It's like
Yeah.
everyone decided, okay, I'm never going offline again, even at like 30,000 feet.
Yeah. And it's not even just about, watching your shows on Netflix or whatever. It's
Right.
really about the future of how we work and how we travel. And I think how we kind of stay connected in a world that demands us to be, always on, always connected.
Yeah, for sure. And this article that we're looking at from Aviation Maintenance Magazine called Connected to Your Purpose, I think gets into that a little bit. It really highlights how the pandemic kind of made in-flight connectivity go from this nice-to-have perk to like a must-have tool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially, it seems like, in the business aviation world. And we're talking about some big players in this article. Gogo, Satcom Direct, Honeywell. These are the companies kind of shaping, how we connect when we're up in the air.
Yeah. What I thought was really interesting is that it seemed like the pandemic actually sped things up. So, like,
Yeah.
even though there were fewer flights, right, because no one was traveling,
Right.
the amount of data that was used on business jets actually skyrocketed during this time.
Oh, wow. So like w when I was at home perfecting my sourdough recipe, all these like high flyers were like online even more than usual. What's driving that kind of demand?
Well, it goes back to that idea of being always on, right?
Yeah.
Especially for, CEOs and these high net worth individuals, they
Yeah.
call them in the article, their time is extremely valuable, right? So every hour they're not working.
Yeah.
They're actually costing their companies money. Like, I think it did something like $10,000 an hour.
Wow, $10,000 an hour. Okay, that puts my internet bill into perspective. But it makes sense, Like suddenly, reliable in-flight internet isn't just like a way to, kill time on a flight. It's really about being able to be competitive.
Yeah.
You have to stay productive no matter where you are in the world, it seems like.
That's right. We're talking about having important virtual meetings. You're managing teams across time zones. You might have to make big business decisions, and you're doing it all while you're, flying through the air.
Yeah. It's kind of wild to think about. And speaking of wild, Gogo is apparently going all in on this plan to bring 5G to business jets. 5G on a plane? I mean,
That's next level.
that's like having fiber optic internet, but you're like at cruising altitude.
It's pretty ambitious for sure.
Yeah.
I'm, cautiously optimistic. They did mention in the article, though, that like the global chip shortage
Right.
could throw a wrench in the timeline.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, if they can pull it off,
Oh, it'd be a total game changer.
it would be incredible. But and like 5G on a plane, that just sounds like, again, something that only, people flying around in those like mega expensive corporate jets get to experience.
Right.
What about those of us who are, flying more?
The rest of us.
Yeah, when will like, affordable air travel catch up to all of this?
That's where it gets really interesting, actually. High-speed connectivity is starting to be an option on smaller, more affordable aircraft, too.
Really, I always thought like, if you weren't flying in like what's essentially like a luxury apartment in the sky, then you were stuck with like dial-up speeds.
Well, that used to be the case, but technology is always getting smaller, it's getting cheaper, and so now even those smaller jets can offer some really pretty incredible internet speeds. So it's a huge change for, for both business and just like private aviation.
Yeah, so I guess instead of like just hoping that your phone can send a quick text before you land, you could actually like get some work done or even like, watch a movie.
Yeah, it opens up a lot of possibilities, that's for
For
sure.
sure.
And it's not just about having faster speeds either. Some of these companies, like they were talking about Satcom Direct, they're actually taking it a step further.
Okay.
They're building these whole ecosystems
Yeah.
to manage and analyze all this data that the aircraft is generating, right?
So it's not just like, making sure that I can like binge watch my favorite shows while I'm on a flight. Like, what else do they do?
Think of it kind of like those, what are they? Those fitness trackers, right?
Oh, yeah.
That track your steps and all that.
Yeah.
You can kind of imagine it like that for a plane. So you're tracking the engine's performance and how much fuel it's using and the flight path and even when it needs maintenance.
So it's like taking that like Internet of Things that we're used to, like, on the ground with our devices and actually putting it like up in the air
Exactly.
with wings.
And when you have all that data, it can do some pretty amazing things.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be talking about big cost savings for the airlines, more efficient flight paths, maybe even, you know, safer skies. It's really, really interesting stuff.
It is interesting. And it's so funny because it's like this thing that's happening kind of behind the scenes that most of us never even think about.
Right.
This is why I love doing these deep dives. It's like so much innovation happening that I think most of us just kind of take for granted.
Right.
Okay, so we've got Gogo, like aiming for 5G. We've got Satcom Direct building these data ecosystems for planes. What about Honeywell? I feel like they're usually ahead of the curve when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. They are. And in the article, it seemed like Honeywell was really focusing on bringing kind of the power of data sharing and collaboration to the business jet world, which is something that's been, you know, a big deal in commercial aviation for a while.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. So, like, what does that look like in practice? Are we talking, like, a business jet version of LinkedIn where it's, like, pilots networking at, like, 40,000 feet?
Maybe. That's a good idea for them. Mm. But no. What Honeywell has is this platform called the Forge Community.
Mm.
And it's kind of like an app, but instead of connecting people, it connects all the different players involved in a business jet flight. So that's like, you know, the operators, the maintenance crews, even like fuel providers and airport services.
Oh, okay. So instead of everyone kind of operating in their own little world, it's like bringing all that information together.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And because that data is being shared in real time, it means everyone's always on the same page. Oh. So, you know, fewer delays, more efficient maintenance, maybe even safer flights overall.
Oh, that makes sense. It's kind of wild to think like it took this long for this kind of technology that we use like every day to really make its way fully into, you know, the aviation industry in this way.
Yeah, for sure. And they made it pretty clear in the article that this is just the beginning, too.
Mm, yeah.
You know, we're really just on the cusp of this, like, connected aircraft revolution where, you know, everything is being optimized through data, engine performance, even, you know, passenger comfort.
Okay, but let me go back to, like, my selfish needs for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If we're seeing these advancements in in-flight connectivity for these, you know, business jets, what about the rest of us who are like, you know, stuck in economy? Like, will I ever be able to like actually stream my shows without it like constantly buffering on a regular flight?
That's the $1 million question.
Right? I know.
I mean, the technology is definitely there.
Yeah.
And I think as we've seen with like, you know, Gogo's 5G plans and just higher speed options becoming available for those smaller jets, the trend definitely seems to be pointing toward more accessible connectivity for everyone.
Okay, so there's hope for us regular flyers.
There's always hope. But, you know, it's not just about the technology, right? We've got to think about the costs involved, and there's regulatory hurdles they have to go through. And then, of course, you know, how much are passengers willing to pay to have that kind of, like, seamless online experience at 30,000 feet?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, some airlines are still out there charging, like, an arm and a leg for a bag of peanuts, let alone, like, you know, high-speed internet.
No.
But this whole conversation just has me thinking, like, if we're already on the verge of having, like, you know, 5G in the skies, what's next? Like, are we going to be teleporting onto planes soon?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure anyone has the answer to that one yet. But if the past is any indication,
right,
things are only going to get more and more wild from here.
I know. It's true. Think about it. Like, just a few years ago, we were all impressed by, like, those grainy photos that people were able to send, you know, from their phones on the plane. And now we're talking about, like, terabytes of data and entire connected ecosystems up there in the sky.
Yeah. It's crazy. It really is mind-blowing how fast things change, you know? And it makes you wonder, like, what does this mean for the future of how we think about travel and work, even?
Yeah.
Like, are those lines going to become even more blurred between, you know, being in the office and on the go?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, will we see entire new industries emerge from this kind of, like, constant connectivity?
Yeah. It's true. Like, what if the best Wi-Fi you get all week is, like, at 30,000 feet, you know?
Right.
Like, what does that mean?
And it's not just about, you know, individual freedom and all that, like, this level of connectivity could totally change, like, entire industries.
Yeah.
Imagine if, like, all aircraft could share real-time data.
Yeah.
You could have incredibly efficient air traffic control, less fuel consumption, maybe even, you know, the development of self-flying planes at some point.
Okay, now I'm getting a little impatient for the future to get here. But no, I mean, on a serious note, it's exciting. It's a little daunting, too, to think about all the different ways this could unfold, honestly. It's kind of like I can picture it now, you know? Closing deals from like a beach in Bali 1 minute, and then like the next minute, I'm leading a team meeting from, I don't know, a coffee shop in Seattle or something. And it's all thanks to this like seamless, super fast in-flight connectivity.
And it's not even just about, individuals being able to do that. Like, imagine entire industries being reshaped by this kind of connectivity. What if airlines could share real-time data between all of their aircraft? You could have super efficient air traffic control, less fuel consumption, maybe even like, down the line, self-flying
Okay,
planes.
you're making me very impatient for the future to get here. But no, but it is really, it's exciting to think about, but it's also a little daunting, honestly, to think about all the ways that this technology could change things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The possibilities are kind of endless. But I think if there's one thing that we know for sure, it's that, the future of connectivity is here, and it's really just a matter of time until it kind of like touches every aspect of our lives.
Yeah, for sure. And this has been like a really interesting deep dive for me because it makes me think, you know, imagine a world where like being at 30,000 feet means you have the best internet you get all week.
Right.
What does that mean for how we think about work and travel and just how we connect to the world around us in general? It's pretty wild to think about.
It is wild. And it's the future that we're creating, right now
That's true.
as we speak. And who knows what other like amazing innovations we're going to see even like a year from now.
I know, right? Well, on that note, I guess we'll have to, you know, sign off for today, but we'll definitely be keeping our eyes on the skies and all the exciting developments happening up there.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.